ideas of any person. And that and Kovid HaPriyas, even when it's Kehovim, is there, Chayav Yisrael Rabbanon, Kovid HaPriyas. Even when it's Kehovim, the Gemara says in Brochet. So that's Kovid HaPriyas of a Yochit. Certainly Kovid HaPriyas of a Tzibur. So the Gemara in Seite says, Le'ilom Tehei Emes HaTzibur Olech. Sha'arei Kehamim, after when they bless the Jews, so Achereyem Kelapi Shechinom, Upneyem Kelapi HaTzibur. And then the Gemara mentions it possible. So there is a halacha of imes atzibo. In other words, one has to pay respect for atzibo. So mele, this halacha, if someone, let's say, a resident of town number one, if, let's say, he's very abusive towards the residents of town number two, so the residents of town number two have his schus to be minabi. So the halacha is, if they are minabi him, so he doesn't impose an obligation on the residents of town number one to be naked in a needle, not to stand in his daladamas. So if the resident of town number one was abusive towards the people of town number one, and then the tzibur of town number one was nadihim, so even the people in town number two, where he's not a resident, are mechuyev to be naked in a needle, not to stand in daladamas. But the eminude, lir acheres eminude lir. So that means, in other words, so mainly there is no right from the Abaye of the Gemara of Menude Ma'ul Itash Mishamita that the wife of the Menude is allowed to stand in his Aldames. Maybe the wife of the Menude is also stand in Aldames. But the Abaye of the Gemara has reference to the case where his Menude Lir Acheres. So mainly all the residents in his own city, so I'm allowed to stand in Daladamas. But the Shaila is about as to whether the Menude himself is Mutar B'Tashmi Shamit. So what do we see from this Gemara? We see from this Gemara and from this Ram that Menude, there are two aloches in respect to a Menude. First of all, there are aloches that other people in their relationship with the Menude have to fulfill. For example, if somebody is a Menude, so all his associates, all his friends, all his neighbors cannot stand his daladamas. That is a deed that is incumbent upon the neighbors of the Menude. Then a Menude is mechuyev to observe certain avelas, certain yomar avelas. A Menude, so that's that. So the question is, which avelas? A Menude is certainly not allowed to be mekaleach himself. But the question is a Menude, if there is an abaye in the Gemara, whether a Menude is allowed is muta b'chitze, with muta b'siche, whether a Menude is muta b'tash mishamit. In other words, the avelas of shleishim are certainly incumbent upon the Menude. The question is, the avelas of shirim, like b'chitze, siche, tash mishamit. So that's the abaye in the Gemara. Maybe certain avelas of shirim are incumbent, certain avelas of shirim are not incumbent. So there are two alohes of Menude. One deals with the chiyuvim that are incumbent upon the other people, the neighbors, the associates of the Menude, not to stand in Zaldanes, and then the chiyuv of Aveles that the Menude himself has to realize. Now, so the Ran says that this Abaye, we can say that even Ishte is asura to stand in Zaldanes. But still, the Abaye of Menude Ma'ul Tash Mishamito is to be visualized the connection of Menude Lir Acheres. So Mele, the Bnei Oyir, Bnei Yirei, are not bound by the dinim of Nidu that are incumbent upon Acherim. But the question is, maybe the Menude himself is also Tash Mishamito because of the Abayes. So what do we see from that? Now, we saw that the Ravid holds that Chamte is one thing and Nidu is something else. Nidu is something less than Chamte. Nidu is something less than Chamte. And Chamte means Nidu plus Glob. The Shita Sarambam is that every Nidu includes Glob. Includes Glob. But even if we say that every Nidu includes Glob, so Ligabe the case of Menude, Lir Acheres in a Menude Lire, that kind of Nidu is a special type of Nidu. Because this is not a Nidu for the Maisavere. Because if the Nidu, Leir Acheres, would be based upon the Maizavere, too there is an Avere. Leilom Tehei Misatzibra Leim. But he's not Chayiv Nidu because he violated the Avere of not fulfilling the mitzvah of giving coveted Tzibur. Because if the Nidu would be based upon the Maizavere, so there wouldn't be any difference between the people in that town or the people in another town. So, in other words, so the Nidu of Yehuda Liracheres and Yehuda Lirei is like the Nidu of Hazmon Elidin. So that then so Ibn Abaye, who said that Nidu that a Besni cannot be matter the Nidu within Shleshiyei Abaye, so he's made there that if he was misnadded because of Momay, because he did not comply with the Psak Bezin. No, he did not appear to Bezin when Bezin summoned him for Edin Torah. So then Bezin can be matter immediately without the expiration of 30 days. Why? Because that Nidu is a kviya, is a schus. That Bezin, it's really not the schus of Bezin, it's the schus of the other Baldin. Let's say, if Bezin rendered the judgment that Shimon is chayev to pay, let's say $1,000 to Reuven, and he doesn't pay, so Reuven has the schus that Bezin should force Shimon to pay by being minade Shimon. That is a means of clear. So that's not based upon the Avere, it's a means of clear. So the aloche of Minude Lacheres and Minude Lire is that means that it's not based upon the Maisavere, it's a schus of the Bnei Oir who were abused by him to enforce respect to the whole Bnei Oir. So Memele, that is only involves the element of Richuk. Now according to the Raivet, so there can be Nidu without Aveiros, and there can be Nidu with Shamte, with Chlor. So in other words, what's the difference between a Nidu without Shamte and the Nidu with Shamte? Now we see from the Gemara that the Minude is Mechuyev Aveiros. He's also the Midaleach, he's also the Nilsa Sandal, there is an Abaye whether he's Muta Bitach Vishamito, there is an Abaye whether he's Muta Bisiche. So a Minude has a Dinovo. A Minude has a Dinovo. Now, the Chaleishem Ovo of a Minude does not emanate from the fact of Richuk. Does not emanate from the fact of Richuk that he is isolated from the community. The fact that the people are not allowed to stand in Zaladames, that doesn't make him, that doesn't impose upon him Ishemovu. The reason as to why a Minude has Ishemovu is because according to the Rambam, so every Nidu includes the element of Shamte of Klole. According to the Raivet, there could be Nidu without Shamte, but there could be Nidu with Shamte. And usually when the Gemara talks of Nidu, the Gemara uses the Loshen Shamte. So usually Nidu is coupled with Shamte. It could be uncoupled with Shamte, but usually it is coupled with Shamte. So according to the Raivet, that is two separate things. So the Chaleis Din Ovel of a Minude emanates from the element of Shamte that Nidu includes. And the same thing is true even according to the Rambam. According to the Raivet, so they do not go together. They do not necessarily go together. According to the Rambam, so it goes together. It goes together. But there are two elements in Nidu, according to the Rambam. There is an element of Hachoke, and the Yiseh, or incumbent upon others, not to stand in his Daladames, emanates from the Richuk element, the isolation element of Nidu. And then there is another element in Nidu, Klole, the Chamte. So, according to the Raivet, they could be separated. According to the Rambam, they're not separated. They are always together, the Richuk element and the Klole element. But the Chalishe Movu of a Minude is grounded in the Klole element. Why is a Minude novel? Not because people cannot stand in his Aladames, that does not give him a Shem Ovo, because he's Biklole, he's in a state of Klole. So that gives him a Shem Ovo, because he's in a state of Klole. So mainly it gives him a Shem Ovo. So even the Rambam, who says that the two elements always go together, Hachoke and klole. So that's only when the nidu is based upon the ma'is avera. The nidu is based upon the ma'is avera. Mashiachin, if the nidu is a schus, like minudel acheres in minudel ire. So then it's only schus that the bnei oyir have to enforce respect for themselves, and then minudel talmid in minudel rab. So Rashi says in Midkotten, minudel talmid in minudel rab, where the talmid was minadihim not l'shem shamay. Now that doesn't mean that the talmid chochem. Talmid means the talmid chochem. So minude, if the talmid chochem was minade a certain Jew, because that Jew was mivazehim, so then the Rebbe of the Talmid is not mechuyev to observe the din nidu, to be malchit from him. But those who are not as great as the Talmud Chochem are mechuyev to be malchit from him. Now, what kind of a din is it? Either he is a minude or he is not a minude. So Rashi says that this has reference to a case where the Talmud Chochem was minade a certain person who was mevazim shaloi l'shem shamay. Now, today, when somebody is doing something for his own covet, so he's likely to say that it's l'shem shamay. But Rashi says that minude l'talmud and minude l'rav has reference to a case where the Talmud Chochem was minade shaloi l'shem shamay. What does it mean, shaloi l'shem shamay? Now, so why is the nidu have effect? The answer is, there is one aloche that if somebody is mivazet Talmud Chochem, so is chayiv nidu for the ma'is avera. Whether it's because of techoche or it's because of migdam milse, he is chayiv nidu for the ma'is avera. For ma'is avera. So then the aloche is that if somebody is minade, someone that is chayiv nidu, but shaloi l'shem shamayim, then the nidu is not chal. The nidu is not chal. Let's say hamachshel seiver, makib liagodol. So he's chayev nidu. So Amsa the Rebbe, so she was minadel shem shemayim. So the nidu is chal. So the chachomim were not mizalfel in her nidu for 23 years because she was minadel shem shemayim. But suppose someone is minade a person who is chayev nidu, but shaloi l'shem shemayim. The Yerushalmi says that the nidu is not chal. Now, so the Yerushalmi itself explains what. How do we know whether it's l'shem shemayim or it's not l'shem shemayim? So the answer is this. If, let's say, two people committed the same avera, let's say, Reuven and Shimon were both maskei shem shamayim v'atole, and a certain rov, Reuven, he was minadi. Shimon, he was not minadi. Why Reuven? Yes, because Reuven is a poor man. Shimon is a millionaire. So he wasn't minadi. They are both chayiv nidu. So the aloha is that the nidu that he was minade Reuven is not chal, because he was minade shaloi l'shem shamayim, even though he's chayiv nidu. But by mivazet Talmud Chochem, besides the chiyuv nidu on the basis of the avere of mivazet Talmud Chochem, of dvar adishem bozo and so on, so there is another aloha, ischus, that the Talmud Chochem has to enforce respect for himself. So that's shaloi l'shem shamayim. So mimele mitzad eschus, even though, let's say, a certain person was mivaze Talmud Chochem, and he was mivaze ad Talmud Chachamim. Now one Talmud Chochem who was mivaze by that person who was minade the mivaze, but he was not mivaze another person who was mivaze another Talmud Chochem. So that's a raya that is shaloi l'shem shamayim, because had it been l'shem shamayim, so just as he had been minade this person who was mivaze him who is the Talmud Chochem, he should be minade another person who was mivaze another Talmud Chochem, not him. So it's the raya shaloi l'shem shamayim. Still, there is another aloche that the Talmud Chochem is ischus. That's ischus not mchavere, to enforce respect. So mimele he can be minade even though he shaloi l'shem shamayim. So this is what Rashi says in Meit Kotten, that when do we say minude le talmid and minude el rav? So Rashi was bothered by a certain kasha. What does talmid mean? Talmid means the Talmud Chochem. So why shouldn't he be minade minude el rav? Why is it different than someone if the talmid had been minade the same person because he was mitzvah shem shemayim v'atola? So then the rav would also be mechuyev to minade din nidu. The answer is, here we are dealing with a case where the Talmud Chochem was minade the mivaze shaloi l'shem shamayim, because he was affected. to enforce respect for him, and that's his schus. That's not an avere, even though it's a avere shem shamayim. It's not an avere, because he owes the Talmud Chacham respect. So mimele, he can be minade. He can be minade him, but it's not for the ma'is avere. So it's only as if means of kviyeh, to enforce respect. So mimele, so who has to be neig din richuk? All those who are not as great as the Talmud Chacham, but the Rebbe or other Talmud Chachamim who are greater than he, or who are as great as he, they are not mechuyev to be neig din richukonim. Masha'im kein, if the Talmud Chacham will be minade the person who was mevaze him lishim shamayim, and in other words, and in a similar situation where the same person is mevaze another Talmud Chacham, he would equally and just as hastily, and maybe perhaps more hastily, be minade him. So then he's minude on the basis of the ma'is avere. So then everybody is mechuyev to be minade. So in other words, so we see that there is a nidu on the basis of the ma'is avere, and there is a nidu not on the basis of the ma'is avere, but a nidu as a means of kvir. So when is the element of klole? That is only when it's for the ma'is avere. But where the nidu is a schus, whether it's a schus of Talmud Chacham to enforce kovet der cheretz for him, or it's a schus by a tzibur of a city to enforce respect for the tzibur, so then it only involves the element of richuk, but it doesn't involve the element of klole. Even if we can say it, even according to the Rambam. The Rambam, you see, the shita of the Ravid is that even when someone is chayav nidu for a certain ma'is avere, so it does not mean that it has to include the element of Shamte as well. The shita of the Rambam is no. That if the nidu is based upon ma'is avere, so then we don't separate the element of klole from the element of richuk. According to the Rambam, Masha'im came where the nidu is just as a means of kviyeh, like talmid shenido lichvid atzmei, not l'shem shamayim. So he has his chus to be minade. So then it only has the element of richuk, but it doesn't have the element of klole. So and since it doesn't have the element of klole, so the dinim of aveles do not apply to him. Now, so the Ran says here. So, da fiel in Timzalim Adish, the Chayev es Limnig Benidu, in Ishkachas Lila Hayipaye, bin Nudel Acher Asher Nidu Lire, va fiel hoche, hu ha'atzme minu dehu. So, hu ha'atzme minu dehi. So, that means that the Ran holds, you see, the Ran holds, this is the reason. What I said, I was explaining the other Rishayim, who say that from the Abaye of the Gemore, where the Minude is Muta Bitash Vishamito, is not Muta Bitash Vishamito, so it's a raya that the ishte is certainly allowed to stand in his aladamas. Now, but the Ran says that even if someone is minudel iracheres and is not minudel ire, so still if a minude is also bitash mishamito, so mimele he'll be also bitash mishamito. He'll be also bitash mishamito because of the element of richuk. Now, so we see that the ranshite is that even if someone, that the Yisra Veles does not necessarily emanate from the Shem Klore of that nidu involves, but he could be also bitash mishamito because of the element of richuk. But the other rishenim who deduce from that gemara of minude maru bitash mishamito that there is no iser of standing in the aladames ligabe ishtei. So they hold that this gemore of menude maru bitash mishamito could not apply to a case of menude liracheres. could not apply to a minude bir acheres, because even bin minude bir acheres, so he himself. Now 1 second. Yeah, so in other words, that is the machlekes between the Ran and the Rishenim, who mention, who deduce from that Gemara of Menude Bitashmish Amito that each day is not mechuyev to be bnei krichuk from a husband. So they hold that this Gemara could not have reference to a case of minuda liracheres. Minuda liracheres. That is not minuda lirei. Because in the case of minuda liracheres, so the nidu is based upon a din of kviye. So mimele, it doesn't involve the element of klole. If it doesn't involve the element of klole, so if it doesn't involve the element of klole, so mimele, it doesn't have a chalishem of. So he certainly should be muta bitash meshamid. He certainly should be muta bitash meshamito. Mashainkim daran, apparently daran is chelik on these rishenim, and daran holds that the chaleishem ovu does not emanate from the element of klole. The chaleishem ovu emanates from the element of richuk. You see, so mimele daran can say that the Abaye of the Gemara of Menude Ma'u B'tash Meshamito has reference to Menude Le'acheres, who is not Menude Le'irei. So Mimele, as far as the Iser of Richuk on the part of Ishtei is concerned, so she is not Muzer on it, because he is not a Menude Le'irei. But if a Menude is muzer da veles of tashmish amito so mele den this minute himself has a halishemov even though it does not involve glory. It does not involve glory because when can nidu involve glory? Only when the nidu is based upon the maizavere, then it involves glory. But if the nidu is a form of kriya, then it doesn't involve glory. So mele, that's the machlekes between the Ram and the Rishenim who deduce from that gemore that ishte is muteres to stand dalet ames. Now, so because otherwise, how could gemore have an abaye where the menude is mauta shlamito? He should be osir because of the iser of richuk on the part of ishte, and we cannot, and these Rishenim hold that we cannot. The Raivet. Now, the Raivet holds that we cannot say apply this gemore to the case of menuda liracheres, because in the case of menuda liracheres, so there the nidu is only by way of kviye, so it doesn't involve the element of klole. If it doesn't involve the element of klole, so mimele, it doesn't have a chalishemovu. So why should it be osan tashishamito? Mashenk in the Ran holds that the chalishemovu does not have to emanate from the element of klole. Even that the Chaleshem Ovel emanates from the element of Richuk. So Memele, even Menudeli Racheres, where it's by way of Kviye, so it doesn't involve the element of Klole. It does not involve the element of Klole. So, but there is Richuk. So Memele, since there is Richuk, he is isolated from certain people. He is isolated from the residents of town number two. So Memele, the Shem Ovel emanates from the element of Richuk. So that's the machlekes between the Raivet and the Ram. In other words, why does the Raivet say that there is a Raya Muchachas from that Gemore? The Muchachas from the Gemore of Menude Mao Bitash Mishamito, that Ishtay in Chayevis Leninik Benidu, and we couldn't apply the Abaye to a case of Menude Leracheres, because the Raivet Chite is that in the case of Menude Leracheres, where the Nidu is based completely upon the schus kviye of the Bnei Oir Acheres. So Mimele, he doesn't have a Chalei Shem Ovo. The Chalei Shem Ovo, because the Raivet Lishito say that there are two separate elements in Nidu. There is the element of Richuk, and there is the isolation, and the element of Klole. And according to the Raivet, so we could separate one from the other. So Mimele, the Raivet Shite is that this kind of a Minudi, this kind of a minude, who is nisnade because of his schus by the Bnei Oir, not for the Maisavere. So that nidu involves only the element of isolation, not the element of klole. So since it doesn't involve the element of klole, so the minude does not have a chaleshe mobul. So of course he is mutavitash mishamito. So mimele, we are forced to say that the abaye of the gemore of menude mawitash mishamito has reference to a real nidu, a nidu that is based upon the maisa avere, and still the gemore has an abaye. So the question is, why should the gemore have an abaye apart from the iser of tash mishamito? So it should be also tash mishamito because it will be machshel as ishtei. So it's a raye that ishtei is not mechuyeves lenekrichu. Masheink in the Ran is chilik on the raye. And the Ran holds that the element of nidu, or the element of richuk by itself, gives rise to chalishem ovel. So memele, we can apply the abaye of menude mau bitash mishamito to the case of menude leracheres. Menude leracheres. So memele. So menude leracheres. So in menude leirei. So that kind of nidu involves only the element of isolation of richuk, not of klore. It's not based upon the ma'isa avere. But since he is isolated, so Memele he acquires the Chaleshem Ovo. So that's the Abaye of the Gemore, whether he's Muta B'tash Mishamit or not. So that is the Machlekes between the Raivet and the Ram. Whether, in other words, both the Raivet and the Ram, and all Rishenim, even the Rambam, agree that Nidu has two elements. It has an element of isolation of richuk, and it has an element of klole. Now, the iser of standing in dalet ames certainly emanates not from the element of klole, but from the element of richuk. The question is the Chaleshem of? The Chaleshem of Love Minude. Does that emanate from the element of Klale? And Mimele, in a case where there is no element of Klale, where the whole Nidu is a form of Tviya Ischus, of Italmit Chochem to be meant to enforce Kovet, or the Tzibur of a certain city to enforce respect for themselves. So, does he have a Chaleshem of or not? So, according to the Raived, he does not have a Chaleshem of. So, Mimele, we couldn't apply the Abaye of the Gemara to such a case. So we have to apply the Abaye of the Gemara to a regular case of a Minude. So it's a raya that Ishte is not asura to stand in the ladamis of her husband. Bashein came according to the Ran. So the dini aveles, the Chaleshem Ovul, does not necessarily have to emanate from the din klole that is involved in Idu. But the Chaleshem Ovul emanates from the element of Rechut. All right.
אמר רבי אמר רב, מניין שנשבועים לפני מס המצוות, שנאמר נשבעתי ואקיים בו איש נעמיש לסופקה. תגבור איזה קשת. הלימוש בלי נגמר סיני הוא, שגמור את זה פרץ, אבל רק משהו לא לשאול והנה שנזרו זה נפש. Now let's go over the rap. הלימוש בלי נגמר סיני הוא, אבל רק משהו. Mistabrily the Hokus Yamish. The Mikori Kosov, the question is, what was the Gemara's cash? What is Gemara's cash? Now, there is a machleket between the Ram and the Ramban in Parsha Kukas, and the Ramban in Chomeis, in Chomeis, in Shvues, in Gimel. The Ram Shite here, and in other places, is that this aloche, that Shvues, that there is no shvuya l'kayim v'mitzvah, that's only aloche l'kabikor. Now, if someone takes a shvuya with v'ar shoes, and he's not l'kayim v'shvuya, so he has to bring the komil here, l'or avrei. So there is aloche, that nishma l'kayim v'mitzvah, it's less of a v'hem, because this is what the Mishnah says, the shvuyas. In order to be chayim v'kor, it has to be capable of being taken in the affirmative and the negative. Now, if he takes a shvuyah sheinichel, so the same shvuyah could have been taken in the negative too, shelo yichel. But if he takes a shvuyah sheoniach tvil, could he take a shvuyah shelo yaniach tvil? It would be a shvuyah shok, the battle of a mitzvah. So the man will not take a shvuyah
sheoniach tvil. And he's not mekayim the shvuyah, he's not mechuyev to bring a kol. Because it's less of a lavin. So it's only a ptur of kol. But as far as Bal Yachol is concerned, so if someone, according to the Ram, if someone will say Shvuo Shaniach Tfil, and then he did not put on Tfil, he's a Bal Yachol. He's a Bal Yachol. The Ramban Shite in Parsha Chukas, and also in Melchames, the third Perik, so the Ramban Shite is that he's not. He's not even Eva Bal Yach. Why isn't Eva Bal Yach? Because there is a Gemara. Daf Tezayin on the base. Lo Yachol Dvor Minayin. Omer Avgid Lo Mashmuel Minayin Shenishboin Laver Al Mitzvahs Talmudim Al Yachol Dvorei Dvorei Lo Yecha Avol Meicha Lo Yechav Tishamayim. So that's a aloche that levatles a mitzvah is not chal. There is no bal yach. So according to the Ram, the Gzeres HaKosuf, Avol Meichel Chefti Shomayim, has reference to bitul dvar mitzvah. According to the Ramban, it has reference not only to bitul dvar mitzvah, to kiyum dvar mitzvah also. Chefti Shomayim amufke from bal yach, from chaleis haneda, from chaleis hashvui, I mean. From Chaleis HaShvui. So, Bitul Dvar Mitzvah is Chefti Shomayim, and Kiyum Dvar Mitzvah is Chefti Shomayim. Alright. Now, this is the Machlekes, the Ram mit Ramban. Now, let's see the Ram. Mistabrali, the Hoche Perushi. The Mikore Kosal Tadaitoch, the Rav Gid Losel HaShminon, Sheshvuo Cholal Dvar Mitzvah Kidvar HaShus. the Makshin assumed that Rav Gidl is telling us that Shmue, that Nayin Shemish Boy in Likayim is a mitzvah, Shenema Nishbati Vakayim Olish Mamish Bezir Kiacho. So that implies Nishbati that it has the whole Chalais Din Shmue. Ligabi all the Chiyumim of Shmue. Nishbati Vakayim Olish So, Sheshvu Chalav Amitzvah Gidara Shus, Umuchach Lo Mitichsiv Nishbati Vakayim Olish. So David HaMelech says, Nishbat, that means that it has a chaleiz din shvuye with all the dinim of shvuye, with all the chiyuvim of shvuye. Umishmoche poich, how can we say that the gzeres hakosuf of nishbati v'akayimo implies that shvuye likayim dvar mitzvah has all the incidents of shvuye, all the chiyuvim of shvuye, that means korban too, but there is a halacha that nishbat likayim sa mitzvah is mufke of korban. ומי שמוח פוריך בעל ימוש בבי בדו דום מכיחים בפרק שבועי שתיים בעשרה דעות יחסיב לא הרעה להיטיב בדבר השוס כסיב קרו ולא יביד לה מצוות וכי תאימה חנה מילה לקרוב דלא הרעה להיטיב גם בקור מקסיבה אבל ביח לי כ סדרן איזה קשה וקדרן לשיטוסי because he she is that this is only exerza kosov in kor But by Yachol there is likayim samitzve. So the kashi is against the makshe. Why does the Gemara? Why does the makshe ask? Well, in Mush Bevein Masinai. So what? Mush Bevein Masinai. So is mufke of kom. But by Yachol there is. So this is what Rav Gidl Omar Rav says. Minayim shenishboy likayim samitzvo. It is a shvoe. Ligabei by Yachol. Ligabei by Yachol. Im kein mai nishbaiti. Now, if the Rana agreed with the Ramban's Shite that Shmuel Kaim Va Mitzvah is Mufka Bal Yachal as well, so he wouldn't test that Kashi. But is the Rana Shitose that he holds that it's Shmuel Kaim Va Mitzvah is only Mufka of Kor, but Bal Yachal there is. So Mamelo asks, why does the Makshes ask? So what? So there is no korban, but Bal Yachal there is. So there's the pshat in Ishboi, Likayim is a mitzvah, that there is a Bal Yachal. So he says, no. Im kein, mai nishbati v'akayimu, hoche haba l'meima. Neidim etem mitzvah mikorban, neidim etem mitzvah mikorban, loim etem Bal Yachal. So the answer is, the makshe assumed that when Rav Gidl Omar Rav says minayin shenishboim likayim es ha-mitzvot shenema nishbati v'akayimo, so that means it's a shvue 100%. It has all the incidents of shvue nishbati v'akayim. In other words, that it has a chaleiz din shvue with all the incidents of shvue, but it could not be a shvue gmure ligabi all the dinim of shvue. It's only a shvue ligabi bal yachal, but not a shvue ligabi kom. And the expression Nishbati Vakayemo implies that it's a shvue. This is what the Makshin assumed, that it's a shvue in regard to all the dinim of shvue. And that couldn't be. He said, Im kei mai nishbati vakayemo, hoche avu lemeima, dinei dim etem mitzve mikom, loim etem bal yachol. So, if Rav Gidl had meant to say that there is the shvui is chalik abe bal yachol, so he should say minayin sheshvuo likayim es a mitzvah af al bi di ismate mikom mi bal yachol lo ismate shenema nishbati vakayim ol shes yachol. He says minayin shenishboin likayim es a mitzvah shenema nishbat akim ol shes yachol. So it's mashma that Rav Gidl is telling us that it has a din shvui. Dinei diim etem mitzvah mikom loim mit dem bal yachol da sind ausm für shvui shein was die mil sind lesser la ben in name bel hab because you see la ben so everybody agrees everybody is machlek is rabbi dem sayr and rabon but there is no machlek is am roy rabbi dem so a kol rabbi dem so rabbi dem sayr there is no requirement of his la ben but rabon of rabbi dem sayr he holds there is a loch of his la ben. Shmuel holds that there is a loche of Ise Bilosit. According to Shmuel, he learns it out also from that parsha of Lohor Alehitiv, that it has to be capable of being taken in the Ovar and Osit. So according to Shmuel, if someone says, takes a Shmuel, Shmuel Shaloi Nachto, Shaloi Nachti Tvil, So there is no call. Why? Because it's less of a habo. He couldn't say Shmuel Shalom Yechtvil. Then it will be the battle of Amit. That's Shmuel. We don't pass like Shmuel. So we pass like Rab, that there is only a requirement of Isabel Aven, no requirement of Isabel Osit. So he says, "Ki dechazin and hosim fiyek shuri shayim basche, di milzi lesi bilavehen, di name bilhabe, di imate mikor mulhar alaitiv, velo yivete mimalkis." So then the Gemara says, "Ligabe loinachtit fil, loinachtit fil." According to Shmuel, that it's nismayit of korban, but malkis there is. So the malkis over there, what kind of malkis is it? It's malkis for the love of lesish bishpil hashokim. Here, so, but in respect to Nishma Lekaimus HaMitzvah, so the Malkes is Malkes Bal Yachol, because we passed, there is, we passed like Rav Avuhi Omer Rabbi Yechanan, which was, and according to Rav Avuhi Omer Rabbi Yechanan, so Chalti Bal Yachalti, he is Chayev Mishum, Rishish Mishpil HaShokeh, and Eichel Eichel is Chayev Mishum Bal Yachol, and it's Mashma for most Rishenim, except the Rambam. But it's mashma from most, from Rashi and most Rashenim, that according to Rabbi Avuhi, so there is malkes, the love of the Simchat Shefer only applies to a chalti v'lo yachalti. But to eichel v'lo eichel, there is no malkes on the score of the Simchat Shefer. The Rambam paskens, he paskens like Rabbi Avuhi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, and he paskens that the love of the Simchat Shefer applies to both, to a chalti v'lo yachalti and to eichel v'lo eichel. But the Ranshit appears that by that the love of Nisiv Yishmila Shokeh only applies to a Chalti Vila Chalti, and by Eichel Eichel, so the Malkes is Mishum Bal Yachol. So, but he mentions the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Kidam Chazino Hosim Perek Mei Shvui Shayim Basa, the Mitzel Esim Lava Hen, Iname Vila Habe, the Miyatim Mukom, Mulaar Leitim, the Miyatim Malkes. Then the Gemara says, Ligabe, according to Shmuel, that it has to be Yisem El Habe, so we nacht it for only is not Chayim Kom, but Malkes there is. So what kind of Malkes does Gemara have reference there? To Yisim La Shokya. But the same thing, the Ran says, applies to Nishmal Kaim Samitzvah. So it's only Mitzvahit of Kom, but Malkes there is. Which Malkes? Malkes of Oliach. So the Makshin could not, the Makshin assumed that when Rav Gidlo Marav says he doesn't mean that it's Nismayit of Korb. He means that it has all the din that it has a din. But it's Nismayit of Korb. It means Nishboin Likayim is a mitzvah implies that it has a din Shmuel ligabe everything, ligabe kom too. Because if Rav Gidlo had meant that it has a din shvuah only ligabe bal yachol, so why does he have to resort to the raya of the posik in Tehillim, nishbat v'keimo? The only reason as to why there is no kom is because of Abahen, that is no shaykhet bal yachol. So we don't have to resort to the posik in Nishbat V'Kayemo. Since he mentioned the posik in Nishbat V'Kayemo, apparently he wants to infer from the posik in Nishbat V'Kayemo that it is a shvuah gmura with all its incidents, ligabe everything, ligabe kolm as well. So the kasha is, mushba v'eime, there is no kolm. Ulehovi tzorich ko, im kimai kolm ha-shalom Nishbat V'Kayemo. So that's the kasha, the makash. So what's the teret? Alehoka mashmolom, the shoram lil izruz and apshi. So the text of the Gemara is that in Rav Gidlo. Rav Gidlo is made that there is no kolm. I mean that's a mission of Oreshes, likayim samitzvah. And when he says nishboi likayim samitzvah, he doesn't mean that there is kolm. He means likayim samitzvah and there is bal yachol. But then you ask that there is bal yachol. Why does he have to mention the posik of nishbat v'kayemo? So without recourse to the posik of Nishbat V'Kayemo, he will know that there is Bal Yachol, because there is only a mute from Kol, Lav V'Hen. The answer is, he mentions the posik to point out that there is nothing wrong in taking the shvuah l'kayim la mitzvah. Because like this, taking the shvuah, even though he's mikayim the shvuah, so he's an improper thing. Can he tell the shoyim that So Kshevim do not take shvuahs. Even Malemes, Kshevim don't take shvuahs. And the Mishnah in Shvuahs tells us that when someone is Mechuyev, Shvuahs be Bezen, let's say, in the Mikzas or Shemeir, or Shvuahs Idechot, where he's Chayev, Shvuahs be Bezen, so Bezen used to dissuade him from swearing, that he should rather pay than swear, because it's not a good thing to take Shvuahs, even though he swears Leemes. So we could say that it's improper to swear to take a shvuah l'kayim a mitzvah as well. So that's the raya from the posik that David HaMelech said nishbati v'akayimo lishmei mishpitei tzidkecho, that if it is for the purpose of being mizaris himself, of strengthening himself, of girding himself with more strength, so then there is nothing wrong in taking the shvuah. As long as he does it, not only there is nothing wrong, there is even a kiyum mitzvah. This is the reason as to why Rav Gidl mentions the posik of Nishbat Kayim. Vadal Yisrich, so El Hokam Ashu Nishol Yisrud Rav Shiklima Vadal Yisrich Hay Kholim Ashu Yichol Ol Gav Val Yachol. Because Mehi Chateisi that he should not be Val Yachol. So Rav Gidl says I'm Rosh Nagabal Atesh Parashu Chukesh Kosim Afu Kiyum Yisrud Sasei Ein Cholish Shim Mishbat Kayim Sa Mitzvah Lo Yikiyim Et Mishayim Shim Shvuo Lo Yikom Vel Enokis. We call him the Lord. All right. She hold up yach a lot of time. Minai she do a hogun who we show a lekai with a mitzvah, but the chirim she no me bishwo, which go in the mikach, she nema nishbati va kayimo, ke leima shari dovi do yoiski. Shari dovi do yoiski. Now, now let's see the Rosh. Minayin shenishboi l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. V'lo yichashino. Shemo yobi l'idita kolo. V'yaber al-shuvose. V'al imush bevehim itu. L'kayim ha-mitzvah. V'in shvuah chol al-shvuah. Didashino li bishvuetz. Milo hora v'lehit. Dibatov as-rishu sayet. V'loi b'kiyum mitzvah. So now the Rosh, you see, the Rosh mentioned at the very outset, before even the Gemara as the Kasha, v'loi mush b'vim ma'asinayu. So the Gemara says v'loi chashinon shemo yobli takolo v'yaver al shvosei. So according to the Ram, we understand the Gemara's kasha. Because the Makshe, according to the Ram, the Makshe didn't know that Rav Gidl is trying to tell us that there is no iser, there is no impropriety in taking the shvuah to mikayim a mitzvah. Even though, generally speaking, so it is very improper. It's very improper to swear even lemes. I mean, Chazal, there is a medresh that Yana HaMelech suffered a defeat because of the shvuah semes that he was accustomed to take, Yana HaMelech. So it's a very improper thing to take a shvuah, even one of this. So, but according to the Ran, the Gemore, the Makshe didn't know that this is what Rav Gidl is trying to tell us. That, he's deducing from the posik of Nishbati Vakayim. So Mimele, the Gemore asked, so the Makshe thought, according to the Ran, that Rav Gidl is deducing from the posik of Nishbati Vakayemo that Shvuah L'kayim v'mitzvah has a dechaliz din Shvuah L'chol advorim with all the incidents of Shvuah. So the Gemara is, no, it's not like that. So then the terrence of the Gemara was, no, he is only deducing from the posik of Vakayemo that it's not improper. So that's all right, they call it around. But the Rosh at the very outset in explaining it. So, Nashbat Kamis of Lichashinun Shemoyovin in the Takole. Viyavir al Shvosei. Yavir al Shvosei. So in other words, so that means that the Makshe also knew that this is what Rav Gidl is telling us. So what is it? What kind of Rikasha does he ask? Vale, mush bevei midu likai ma mitzve vishvu ochal al shvu did ashinu le bishvu es milora le heitiv vatov es vishu sayre vlo ikim mitzve. So that only implies there is no kom. And Rav Gidl is telling us that it's not improper. Now, so we have to understand the Rosh. But let's follow up the Rosh. Elo hokom ashvilo. The shoron is ruzen afsh. This shoron is ruzen afsh. Velo yave maskiyo shem shamayim uvatol. Im nishba b'shem. Vim nishba b'lo yishem. Nam salti naita chamine. Diyose akedei. Shel Yisrael odom b'shvues. Viyove lishba gam al dvor macher. So the question is, now, so the terrace of the Gemara is that the chiddush of Rav Gidl is that there is no isa of maskei shem shamayim uvatolo, no isa without shem. So if not for dvar mitzvah, it would be an improper thing to take yeshua. So the question is, but the Makshe also knew that. Unless we are going to say that when the Rosh said minayin shel kohen kaim sa mitzvah v'lechashinon shemayov v'litakolo v'yavar shvo say, so the Rosh is miforesh Rav Gidl's din alibi d'maskon of the Gemara, but that's not the derech of the Rosh to mention it right here. So we have to understand, since the Rosh mentioned it right at the very outset v'lechashinon shemayov v'litakolo v'yavar shvo say, so it's mashma that the Makshe also knew that this is what Rav Gidl is telling us. So why did they ask Kikashi of Mush Bevinit Bar Sinai? Now, the Miri here in Dorim, and also the Miri in Shuez, so he says that Nishba Lvat Kva Mitzvah is not Chal, there is no Balyachul, there is no Kov, it's not Chal, but it's Yiv Mishvashov, it's Chayu Malkes Mishvashov, Nishba Likayim is a Mitzvah. So the Miri Shite is like the Ramban, and that it's mufke not only of korn, it's mufke of balyachl as well. But he says it's not like livatul dvar mitzvah. Livatul dvar mitzvah. So if somebody takes shvuah shelo yaniach tefillin, so then it is a shvuah shov, even if he's mikayim the shvuah and he doesn't put on the tefillin, he's still chayav malkes shvuah shov, because the etzem ma'aseh shvuah is a ma'aseh shvuah of shov. So it's not chal, there is no korm, it's not chal, there is no balyachol, there is nothing. But if he's mikayim de shvue, so then he is not ever the love of shvue shov. But suppose he takes his shvue shalei aniach tefillin, and then he's not even mikayim de shvue shaniach tefillin. Suppose he takes his shvue shaniach tefillin, and he's not mikayim the shvue, he doesn't put on tefillin, so then he's eveh the love of shvuah shov as well. The love of shvuah shov as well. That's the shita of the Rav Amir. That's the shita of the Rav Amir. Now, so what's the pshat? Because apparently, the Meiri and the Ritvo in Shita Nidorim also appears that way. And from the Ritvo, it's mashma. It's not so explicitly spelled out, but it's mashma like that. Otherwise, a certain ritvo is very difficult. From the ritvo, it's mashma that not only is even the love of shvuah shov, if someone takes a shvue, shaniach tefillin, and then he's not mikayim the shvue. But even if he is mikayim the shvue, but if it's not necessary for him to strengthen himself, so then he's able to Yisra of Shom. In other words, that's how it's mashma from the Ritva Shite. Because actually, the Gemara said, the Kashe, according to the Ritva, it's mashma, and that's probably the Pshat according to the Miri, except that they don't mention how they explain the Gemara's Kashe, Shakvitaya. They only mention the Tamsis, but not how they explain the whole Shakvitaya, what the Makshina asked and what the Tamsi said. But it's mashma that according to the Miri and the Ritvo, when the Gemara has the Kashe, Vali Mujba Veimid Mar Sinaihu, so Memele, because he's Mujba Veimid Mar Sinaihu. In other words, in accordance with the Shita of the Ramban. Except that the Ramban doesn't agree with that Shita, that by Nishvel Kaim Samitzvah, if he's not Mikaim Mishvuye, so he's Chayev Mishum Shvashov. But in accordance with the Shita of the Ramban, that Nishma Kaimsa Mitzvah is not only Mufke of Korban, it's Mufke of Bal Yachl as well. Because the Droshe, the Xerus HaKosov, of Dvorin Emechel, Avul Mechel Chepsi Shemayim, covers not only Vatel Dvar Mitzvah, but Kivva Mitzvah as well. So Mimele, Kiyum and Bittl have to have the same Allah. Vatel Dvar Mitzvah, so it's not only it's not Chal. It's Chov. Why is it Chov? Because a Shvuye that cannot be Chal is Mimele Shov. Shov means a way. If someone takes a shvuah, leosin, and it alpidin, it cannot be chal. So memele ishov. That's the reason as to why nishma levatel dvar mitzvah ishov. Because it cannot be chal. Why can't it be chal? Because of the Xerus HaKosov of Dvorin Emechel and Mechel Shemayim. So according to the Ran, we cannot apply the same aloche to the Kaim Sa Mitzvah. Because according to the Ran, so Kim Nish Shvue Likaim Va Mitzvah does not come within the Xerus HaKosov Avol Mechel Chav Tishmayim. But according to the Ramban Shite, so Likaim Va Mitzvah also comes within the Xerus HaKosov Avol Mechel Chav Tishmayim. In other words, Chav Tishmayim has reference to both. To Dvar Mitzvah, Bittl and Kiyum. So for the same reason, that nishma levatel dvar mitzvah is not only it's not chal, but on account of the fact that it's not chal, it's even shov. So nishma lekaimes a mitzvah should also be shov. So there's the Gemara's kashe. Valemush bevemit ma'asinayu. It's mufke of chaleisim because of the Xerus HaKosov of dvorin emeichel al meichel chepsi shemayim. So mimele it should be shov. So how does Rav Gittel say? How does David HaMelech himself say, Nishbati v'akayemo, lishmeya, mishmet is it yachor? Elohokom mashbalon, dishor elinish lizruz enafshei. So from the ritvo enidorim it's mashma, from the ritvo enidorim it's mashma, that the only heter is because it's necessary, to because he requires chizuk. In other words, the ritva says, if someone feels his own weakness, if he's cognizant of his own weakness, and he feels that it's hard for him to put on tefillin every day, and to daven every day, and to do mitzvahs, he feels that he's lazy. And he realizes that he requires chizuk. Or, let's say, suppose, he feels disturbed by a certain temptation to do isurim, to eat nevela, to eat reife. He feels tempted to behave around the Torah. So then, that's the Xerus HaKosov of Nishbati Vakayim of Ishma Mishma Tzitzit Kecho. It's not Ishua Shov, and is even Mikayim a mitzvah if he takes Ishua. But Chaleisim he doesn't have. But, so the only heter is Lizruz and Afshin. If he feels that it's necessary for him, he requires chizuk. He feels. He knows his own weakness. But if he doesn't require chizuk, in other words, let's say if the Chofetz Chaim would take a shvuye that he shouldn't eat nevele, so according to the ritva, it would be a shvuah shov. Because he doesn't require that kind of chizuk. But only when he requires the chizuk. So then it's not shov. So hokom mashulon, the shov initially is unafshe. So the heter is only because he requires the chizuk. So when is a shayach to say it's not shov because he requires the chizuk if he's ultimately mikayim the shvuah? But suppose, in other words, so it serves as a measure of chizuk. But if he's not mikayim the shvuah, so what kind of a measure of chizuk is it? So then of course he's chayev mishum shvuah shov. And according to the ritva, this is what the Miri says. But the Miri does not go so far as the ritva goes. The Miri only says that if he's not Mikayim, so then he's Chayim Mishum Shov. But if he's Mikayim, it's not Shov. So it seems that if he is Mikayim, so then he's not Eiver Mishum Shov. If he's Mikayim, even though it's not necessary for him, he doesn't need it as chizuk. According to the ritva, even if a tzaddik gomel would take a shvue, a tzaddik who is not, sometimes you can have a tzaddik, but who has temptations, but he is giving away his temptations. So of course, so then he's mitayim a mitzvah. But suppose he's that kind of a tzaddik who is not even tempted to do yisurim to be there on the Torah. So and he takes the shvue and he's mitayim the shvue. So from the miri, it's mashma, he's not chayim b'shem shov. But from the ritvo, it's mashma that even in such a case, He obey even if he's mitayim the shvuah. But if it's he doesn't need a chizuk, so then it's shav anyway. Why? Because without the special tzakosov of nishbati vakayim or lishpem lishes l'kiacho, so l'kayim should have the same din as levatim. Because since it's mufti of chaleisi and the score of the tzakosov of dvorin emeichel al meichel after shamayim, so mimele. It should be Yishua Shov. Now, it's possible that this is the pshat in the Rosh, but it isn't mashma. Now, the Rosh, we can say that according to the Rosh, so the Makshe. The Makshe assumed like that. The Makshe did assume like that. In other words, the Rosh explained the Kasha of the Makshe the same way as the Miri and the Ritva. But it's not Mashma that the Rosh Shite the Emes is like the Shite of the Ritva and the Miri. Now, you see, so Memele, the Rosh explains the Gemara. Minayin Shenishboin Lekayim Samitzvek V'lechashinam, so at the very outset, so he says, "V'lichashinon shemo yoveli ditakole v'yaver al shvose." So of course, that's the pshat alimid maskone also. Now, so it's mashma from this rosh, because since the rosh says "V'lichashinon shemo yoveli ditakole v'yaver al shvose," so it's mashma that according to the maskone of the gemara, the rosh shite is not the same as the miri and the ritvo, because according to the miri and the ritvo, if he isn't mikayim the shvuyeh then is chayv b'shem shvua shov. So how can the Rosh say v'lo yichashinon shem yomer itakole v'yavar ha-shvua say? It's a more serious possibility here. Not just he'll be yavar ha-shvua say. And obviously, when the Rosh explains that, so he doesn't only explain it according to the Havamine, even though he mentions the explanation right here, but he explains it according to Maskone as well. So, but in the Kashi of the Gemara, when the Makshe asked, so the Makshe asked, why should it be muter to be nishbon l'kayim samitzveh? It should be like nishbon vatla samitzveh. So it should be yishua shov, because both aloches that nishbon vatla samitzveh is nismayit from the posik of lohor alehitiv, and l'kayim samitzveh is also nismayit from the posik of Lohar Aleitiv. So just as vis-a-vis Levatel Bar Mitzvah, so it's Simei Shvua Shov, so vis-a-vis Likayim Bar Mitzvah should also be a Shvua Shov. So then comes the Gemara's Teret, so this posik in Tehillim tells us that there is a distinction, according to the Rosh, there is a fundamental distinction between Levatel Bar Mitzvah and Likayim Bar Mitzvah, even though both come within the Gzeres HaKosuv of Dvorei Nemeichel HaMeichel Chepte Shemayim and it's Mufka of Chaleisim, but Levatel Dvar Mitzvah, since it's Mufka of Chaleisim and there is no situation, there is no heter where to take Yeshua, so Mimele it's Yeshua Shov. Masheinkin Likayim Dvar Mitzvah, in view of the fact that sometimes it's even a mitzvah to take Yeshua to be Mikayim, so the fact that sometimes it's even a mitzvah to take Yeshua to be mikayim va mitzvah, that in itself is a koye of shvua shov, even in a case when the mitzvah doesn't apply, and even in a case where he doesn't fulfill the shvua. This is it. You see, according to the ritva and the miri. So since without the gzeres hakosuf of nishbati v'akayim u'shvizikyacho, it would be shvua shov and it would be equated with levatel dvar mitzvah. So even after the gzeres hakosuf, even as a result of the gzeres hakosuf of nishbati v'akayim u'shvizikyacho, so it's not shov if it is done for the purpose of zirus. But if it's not done for the purpose of zirus, not according to the Rosh. So on account of the fact that under certain situations it is a mitzvah to be nishba L'kayim v'mitzvah yishvuya without chaleitzim, so memele that's afkoye of shvua shov under all circumstances, even if he takes it under circumstances where it's not needed for zirus. Yes, Father.
Don't you rush to know that if it's done there as Jesus, it's not shoved in, even if it's not a kind of
lighter? What is that?
He simply saw it on the fact on the sheet of the area that if it's not a kind of shoved.
I'm also saying that that I live in the maskone of the Gemara.
Yeah,
So the question is, so why does he mention Velechashinon? So that means he mentions it before the Gemara's discussion. So you could say that the Rosh I mentioned, that the Rosh is just mentioning it at the very beginning, what the Gemara says in maskone. But it's not mashma like that. It's not the derech of the Rosh to explain it that way before the Gemara's discussion. Alright, now let's see the Rosh. Elo hoka mashmalo. The show is lezuz in afshe, vile have a maske shem shomayin vatole, im nishba b'shei, vim nishba b'loi shei, namo sal gdai tachamine deosea, kidei shel Yisrael odom b'shvues, v'yovei nishba gam al dvorim acherim. So in other words, so the chidesh, the of the Gzeres HaKosov, of nishbati v'akayim o nishba sitkiacho is, that even if he swears with Hashem, so there is no Yisrael of Shoshim Shemayim Ratole. Now, otherwise, without the Gzeres HaKosuv, I would say that there is a Nisa of Shoshim Shemayim Ratole. So obviously, the Rosh Hashanah is like Rambam. Because if the Rosh Hashanah is like Ram, that Nishma times a mitzvah is Chal, how could there be a Saltedaitoch that he should be even the Yisrael of Shoshim Shemayim Ratole? If it's Chal. So, and he does it for a purpose. So Bishleime, when the Rambam says, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, or in Hilchas Shvuah, that if someone is made Shishim Shemayim Levatolo, or in Shvuah, B'divrei Avoi, so he's Chayiv Nidu, and as we mentioned, that he means, even though it's Emes, but the fact that he uses the Rebbeinu Shalom's name, in Divrei Avoi, in nonsense, in Dvorim Shel Mabikach, that in itself is Levatolo. That in itself is Vatolo. So, that is Shayer, if somebody is Nishba, let's say, he's telling some gossip, whether a certain person paid $10 for a head, or $20 for a head, and the other fellow doesn't believe him, so he takes it away. So that's Lavoi, there is no purpose. But here, even without the posik of Nishbati Vakayim, so, we know that he's taking that shvuah for the purpose of zilus. So it's mashma that without the pasuk tilim, I would say that even though he takes it for the purpose of zilus, so it should involve a niser of meitishim shemayim latov. Why? That's not lavoi. He does it without the pasuk of nishbat v'chayim. Why should it involve an Isa of Ishmael Atola? After all, he does it for a good purpose. He feels that he is weak and that he is ready to succumb to temptation, and because of that, he takes a shvuah not to behave at all. Whether Mr. Sasei or Mrs. Lisa say. So why should it be Levatola? That's not a goy. It's for a very important purpose. Still, from the Rosh it's mashma that without the Gzeres HaKosuv of Nishbati V'Akayim Rosh B'Sitkecho, then Rav Gidl would say that it involves an Iser of Mitzvah Shem Shmar HaTorah. So if we say that the Rosh agrees with the Rambam, so then we can understand, because since it has no Chaleisim, so you see that according to the Ritvo, if it has no Chaleisim, so it's in Mishvashov. So the Rosh doesn't agree with the Ritvo, I'll leave the Maskon after him, right? But l'chol hapoches, as far as the Issa of Mishishim Shemayim Matola is concerned, so without the Gzeres HaKosuv, even though he does it for a very noble purpose, in order to deter himself from aveiros, to induce himself into mitzvahs, so it still should involve an Issa of Mishishim Matola, because he's mentioning the Rebbeinu Shalom's name in a shvuah that has no chalitza. That in itself is Matola. But there is a Gzeres HaKosuv. So it's mashma from this Rosh, and you'll see from other Rosh that the Rosh agrees with the Shit of the Rambam that Nishba L'Kayim is a mitzvah is mufka of Chaleisi. It comes within the Gzeres HaKosuv of Dvor and Emecha Mechaz Hashemayim. All right. Now let's see the Teisvitz. Mush Bebenin Masina. Kosal Tadaitoch Nishboi L'Kayim a mitzvah Dikoma Ha'im L'Chayim Mishelum Shvua Zbitu Im Lo Yikai. So the Salkedaitoch of the match was that when Rav Gidl said, Nishbo in the times of mitzvah, he means, so it's like Ram. In other words, that Rav Gidlu is saying that it has a chalis din shvuyeh with all its incidents. Ligabi kolm as well. So mimele, the Gemara has the makshes. How can it be a shvuyeh gmura with all its incidents, with all the incidents of shvuyeh? It's mushba b'emit mar sinai. Viteime adi porich l'Rav Gidlu tikshal itcho mishpate v'akayim. So the question is, so then we should ask against the pasuk. David says, "Nishbati ba'kayemo." So what does it mean, "Nishbati"? That it has a din of it's a shvur. He says, "Nishbati." So, but why is it a shvur? It's not a shvur, b'mura. Upirish beis b'teisus inachnam. In other words, this teisus mentions another teisus. V'yesh leima. So he says, no, the Makshe couldn't direct himself against the Posik, against David HaMelech, because we could say that when David says Nishbati, he has reference to a mitzvah kiyumis, like Ashkim Veshne Perek Zeh, where he's not Mechuyev to learn Dafke this Perek or whatever it means, or to learn that much, whatever the Pshat in the Gemara in the next member of Rav Gidl is. There is a Chiyuv Kol. Only for a Mitzvah Chiyuvis there is no Kol, because it's less of a Lavehen. Vashayinke in a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. So that's his Lavehen. Because he's a beloved. So the posik of Nishbat Vakayimo could be applied to Mitzvah Kiyumis. To Mitzvah Kiyumis, not Kiyumis. But Rav Gidl, when he says, Nainshin, Nishboyin Kaimsa Mitzvah, he has reference even to a Mitzvah Kiyumis, not just a Mitzvah Kiyumis. So that he asks, how could it be Shvuye? It's less a beloved. Aber Rav Gidl akoch mayra mitzvahs shemechuyev lasis dim leikei, because if Rav Gidl also has reference to a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah kiyumis. So that's the second memre of Rav Gidl, of Ashkim Veshne Perek Zeh, Dim Lekei Maiko Shmon, Maiko Mashmon. So first of all, Dim Lekei Maiko Mashmon. So what kind of a chiddush is it? V'gam haynu de Rav Gidl bas reise, l'ipach, l'ipach borich ad Rav Gidl. U'mshane, kom mashmeron, l'shoro l'zruz en afshi. Pirush v'loi mitzah, mishim d'meitzi, shim shomayim, l'vato. Avloi mayre li yeshu esbit. So that was the Pirush Rav Reb Elezer. He explained the Makshe again. So the Pirush Rav Reb Elezer apparently is also based upon the sheet of the Rambam that Nishba L'Kayim is a mitzvah is mufke of Chalesi. So Mimele, what is the Chiddush of Rav Gidl? The Chiddush of Rav Gidl the Chiddush of Rav Gidl is that Nishboin L'Kayim is a mitzvah, and we don't have to worry lest he'll behave on the Shvuyeh. So the Gemara's kasha is, of course there is no Yisr, because even if he will behave on the Shvuyeh, he will not behave on the Yisr Shvuyeh, because Nishboin L'Kayim is a mitzvah is mufkav chalaisim. So there is no Bal Yachol, there is no Korban, there is no Bal Yachol, there is nothing. So what kind of a chiddush is it that it's mutar to take a Shvuyeh? After all, there is no possibility of a mirshu. Because even if he'll behave, so he will not behave. Even if he'll behave on the Shvuyeh, he will not behave on anything. In other words, that's the Shite of the Rambam. So we see here the Teisves, the Rav Reb Elezer, also agrees with the Shite of the Rambam. Mushba veimit mar sinai, mashma dich, dachkol et guf et mil seporich, hale mushba veimit, ki pirashti li pirush rishi, misu nusal kadaitach li en shvuas, bitu porich. because since the Gemara uses Roshin Mujba Ve'imid Mar Sinai, so it's Mashma that the Gemara means there is no call, like the first Roshin. All right. So it's Mashma that the first Roshin in Teisves agrees with the Shita of the Ram that Nishba Lekayim is a mitzvah, is only moved off call. That's why he explains Kosal Kadaitach Nishba Lekayim is a Komarai Lekayim Shem Shuez Bito in Lekayim. Whereas the second Roshin in Teisves, Rav Reb Lozer, so agrees with the Shita, accords with the Shita of the Rambam. All right. Now, I mentioned that from the Ritva it's Mashma that when someone takes Yeshua, yes, what?
Why can't the Rashi say the same thing as Rav Reb?
What?
Why can't the Rashi explain the Gemara in the same way as the Rav Reb? Seems to be almost the same Lashon.
No. You see that the Teisves es sekashe against the Rav Reb Lezer's pshat. He says because the Lashon of Mushne Vemet Mar Sinai does not appear to imply that the Makshin saying that there is no Avera Shui. So that means that according to the first Lashon in Teisves, the first explanation, it's okay. But so we see from this Teisves, from the end of Teisves, that the first Lashon in Teisves did not assume that there is no Avera altogether. But it just the kash of the Gemara was because it's Mufke of Shua's bit. That means go. That's why the Gemara uses the Lashon Mujbe Veimeid. Because the Lashon, one second. The Lashon of Mujbe Veimeid, the Gemara always uses whenever the Gemara wants to point out that it's Mufke of Kor. That's the common expression that the Gemara uses. Mujbe Veimeid. So in other words, according to the first Lashon, it's Mashma. That is the Kashon. And then Teisa says, the Koma, Haine Lecha, Kosal Kedaitoch, Nishboi Nikayim Mitzvah, the Koma, Haine Lechayim Mishu Shuez Bitu, Im Lo Yikayim. So that word, so it's like the Ran. So that words that so it's mamish like the Ran. I mean, at the very beginning, he spells it out like the Ran, because this is what the Ran says, that the Machshei assumed that Rav Gidl is saying minayin shenishboi lekayim sa mitzvah, that it is a shvuah gmura with all the incidents of shvuah. So he says hay lechayim mishum shvuah zbitu. What does it mean mishum shvuah zbitu? Shvuah zbitu means call.
Why can't the Rosh be like the second
Rosh in Tosfos? Why couldn't the Rosh be like the second Rosh in Tosfos? Oh, that's what he has thought, right? It could be.
It's almost the same Lashon.
What?
It's almost the same Lashon, it seems. The Kasha, the next Kasha, the Teretz.
All right. It could be, but the only thing is, that Kasha, if that... All right, it could be. Why doesn't... But the Rosh doesn't mention it in the Kasha. So the Rosh should have explained it in the Kasha. All right, it could be. The Rosh, I didn't hear you. I thought that you said, why couldn't the first Lashon in Teisves also be like the Shita of the Rambam? All right. Or it could be. I mean, you could give the Pshat, the Rav Reb Lezer's Pshat, you could explain the Rosh that way. You could explain it. Yes?
But then why is Tosfos in the first Lashon answer Mash Kolon below the answer we should move to Shem Shemayim Ba'atolot? That implies that the Hakim...
What?
Tosfos in the first Lashon,
yeah.
Below the answer, says...
Fine, yeah. No, so what?
So it's like the Ramban.
No! Only the first Lashon is like the Ran, but the second Lashon
is... That's the first Lashon. That's before he quotes Rabbi Eliezer.
No.
Then he says, but before that he says, that's in the first Lashon.
Yeah, alright. In the Teretz, so it's Mashma. But in the Kashe, he explains it like that.
But how could that have been
a kasha for that? All right, because how could I talk to this boy in the time between the Koma, because, so in the kasha, because the Gemara uses the Lashon, Mujbe Veimeid Mar Sinai. So the Gemara is, so then, and that expression, Mujbe Veimeid Mar Sinai, is used by the Gemara all the time in connection with the Chiyuv Kol. So, Memele, that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara asked, how can Rav Gidl say that there is a chiyuv of kor? That's the Gemara's kasha. So then when the Gemara says shol linish lizruz nafshei, so since this veshite al ibdemes is like the Ramban, so mimele he explains it that way on the basis that there is no iser of meitzi shem shemayim vatole. And why doesn't he explain it? You couldn't say it that because In other words, you see, he doesn't explain the and the basis and the and then it could be it could be, I mean, even the teretz of Himori of according to Teisves could be in accordance with the shita of the Ram. But the reason as to why Teisves doesn't say that the teretz of the Gemori is the teretz of the Gemori is al hokam mashmalon lishol linish lisuze nafshe, and I don't say that we there should be choshe maybe ubeiver al shvuyeh because we don't have to be cheshish. After all, he's certainly doing it in order to be mizaris. So what kind of a chiddush is it that we are not cheshish? That we are not cheshish. But the possibility could be that there is a niser, that there is a niser of meitishim shemayim uvatole, even though it's hal. So it's possible that the shita of the Teisves, the first lashon in Teisves, is like the Ram, that nishma likayim sam mitzvah, so there is bal yachal. But why does he say imbol hashmeinu? So why does he say v'lo mitza mishum dimeitzishim shemayim v'atole and not? But how could there be a nisar of meitzishim shemayim v'atole if it is hal? No, the answer is since it is possible for him to take the shvuyah. Now the Rambam himself says that if someone takes a shvuyah b'divrei avoi when it doesn't serve any purpose, so then it involves an iser of meitzishim shemayim v'atole. But here he does it for a purpose. But he could take the shvuyah without Hashem. Why does he have to take Hashem? So in other words, if it is indispensable in order to be mizaris himself to mention the Hashem, so then enoch haname. So then it shouldn't involve an iser of meitzishim shemayim v'atole. But one could argue, without the Xeras HaKosuf of Nishbati Vakayim of Ishmamish Vesitkecho, so then one could argue even though it is Chav, according to the Shita of the Ram, that it is Chav, and there is Bal Yachol, but it still could involve an Iser of Meitzishim Shemayim V'atole, because true, he feels weak and he needs Zirus, but he could take the Shvuyah without the Shem. So then, why does he have to take Hashem? So that in itself should involve an Isra of Mishimah Latole. So the Xer Sakosuf of Nishbati Vakayimo tells us that since he feels that he needs Chizuk, so Mele, there is no Isra of Mishimah Latole even to mention Hashem, because perhaps the mentioning of the Shem would be Mechazekim more than just taking Yishvuyah without Hashem. But that's the Chiddush. But he could agree with the Shita of the Ram, because from the Kashe it's more mashma, the first lashon in Teisves, that he does agree with the Shita of the Ram. Yes.
In that case, that it's not Shvuah Shvuah.
Now I'm going to discuss the Indian of Shvuah Halah Shvuah in connection with the Rosh. Now let me go over another piece of Gemara. Alright. Now, I just want to show you. The Ritva, an Argimon. This is the Ritva I mean. I mean, it's not explicitly spelled out, but that's its mashma from the Ritva. I mean, so this Chiddush, even more than the Miri, because the Miri says there is Ischai Vishum Shov if he's Eiver on the Shvuah. But from the Ritva, it's mashma that even if he's not Eiver, but as long as it's not necessary, Lizruz and Avshe, so it is Shov. Because it should be Shov like Levatul Ramitzvah, but there is a special header. Lisruze. So only when it's necessary as a measure of Lisruze. But if it's not necessary as a measure of Lisruze, so then it is shot. Even if he's Mikai. Now, Omar Abgid Lomarab. Minayim Shpoyim Kaza Mitzvah. Perush Veloi Have Shvuah Shov. So without the Xeras HaKosuv of Nishbati Vakayimo, the Ritva says in so many words, I would say Shov. Like the Vat. Mahay Lishne Dinakti. Minayim Shen Nishboyim. Veloi Amrinu Minayim Shecholo Shvuah Likayim Kaza Mitzvah. Shmayin on the Eteiru. Only because of the Xerxakosov. ואם ידמר סיני הוא פירש תן שבו לו חולו על שבו אפילו לקייק שאוהי מהר שבו שאי חיו כי כזו שבו שיחלנו. So he takes the same שבו twice, he takes the same שבו twice. אין השני יכולו עליו לשייתו אלו שמי שאל עליו שאינו שני יכולו עליו, אבל אם לא נשאל עליו שאינו לא יקל השני או משום שבו השוב. Why did Abu Ghinam Valley Mujib Masinai? Now, so the Ritva says a din. If somebody takes one shvuah, shvuah sheichu kikaseh, then he takes another shvuah. So the second shvuah is nishba l'kayim samitz. It's like nishba shalo yeichu neveres v'treifes. So in other words, to be ibeas, shalo yeichu neveres v'treifes. He took a shvuah that I should eat this kikah. So if he doesn't eat the kikah, even without the second shvuah, if he has to, he's mechuyev to eat. Then he takes a second shvuah to eat. So once he took one shvuah, so there is a leisis here, bal yachol, and there is an eser of kolayitz and piviase that he has to eat a kikya. Then when he takes the second shvuah, that he should eat that kikya, so it's like taking a shvuah to put on tefillin. What difference does it make whether he takes a shvuah to put on tefillin or he takes the second shvuah? In effect, is a shvuah to be mikayim the mitzvah of kolayitz and piviase, and not to be there, the love of Yachad Borei. So it's Nishmah times a mitzvah. So he says, it's Yeshua Shom. So the Nehra said, Abol, so said, Elo, Ein Ashni Yochol Olof Vishayto, if she nishal al Rishayno, Ashni Yochol Olof, Abol, in Loi Nishal al Rishayno, Loi Kel Ashni Yom Mishim Yeshua Shom. In other words, that means, even if he's Mikayim Dishwe. So it's Mifurash in the Ritva. But, how could he say that? But, Rav Gidl says, Nishboi Likayim Samitzvah, Nishbati Vachayim Shvizdechol. The answer is, that's only if he feels a certain Israshlas. He feels a certain Israshlas. So in other words, it's necessary, the Shvuyah is a necessary measure of zeros. But here you cannot say it's a necessary measure of zeros. If, let's say, somebody feels lazy and negligent, he realizes that he is neglectful and that he is lazy, and he has difficulties, getting up in time to say Kriyashma, and he takes his way.